Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're doing a subject still, and it's called the Bible Principle of Speak to Your Mountain. And this is part three from an eight-part series. Today's topic is called David Sent to the Battlefront. I would encourage you to read the scriptures yourself from the Bible and go to these points. Let me go through these points for you in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 12 to 30. Jesse sends David to the battlefront with food to feed his three brothers that are serving in the army, Eliab the firstborn, Adinabab, and Shammah. David leaves his backpack behind in the rear supply area and runs into the battle. He is a man of God, a man of faith. David is only approximately 7 years of age and not very big. We see this in verse 33 and verse 42. As David talks with Israel, Goliath speaks, defying God's people once again, and they become afraid and run away or fled. Verse 25 to 27, David hears what Goliath says and replies to the man of Israel in verse 26 to 27, "What reward will the man get who kills Goliath? Israel saw a giant, David saw a prize." This is a very important thing to remember. In every situation you go through as a Christian, don't see it as a problem or a giant. See it as a prize. When you overcome it, you've got more experience and you've grown spiritually. The giant or the problem is one of two things in your eyes. It's dangerous or it's valuable. Is your Goliath, your problem, your mountain, standing there and talking to you? Sickness, debt, failure, broken family or marriage? Jesus said in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, "You are to speak to your mountain and tell it to be removed." God won't do it for you. You as a born-again Christian have to do it. Many Christians will say, "Well, God is sovereign. He knows what I need." But God has defeated everything in our lives from Satan. He's put the authority back in the hands of the believer. And God says, "I want you to do it." And God is waiting for you. The Holy Spirit is waiting for you. The angels of God are waiting for you to speak to that mountain and command it to be removed. Once again, Jesus said in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, "You are to speak to the mountain and tell it to be removed." Not God, but you. And God is waiting for your words to come out your mouth. Learn to change your attitude from a defeat to victory. Learn to break through. David qualifies his own faith, his covenant with God, while at the same time he qualifies the enemy's uncircumcised relationship, that is, without covenant, in verse 26. David was aware of the blood covenant to God through Abraham, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 7, "And the Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come at you one way, and they will flee seven ways." The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come at you one way and they will flee seven ways. David was a man who knew his covenant, his agreement through Abraham back to God, and he meditated on that regularly. Any covenant man on the battlefield could have done the same thing as David did. In verse 28 to 30, David's brother reacts in fear to David's faith and trust in God and accuses him of pride. Eliab's faith had failed him from his heart. Do not get mad at people talking faith. You have no right to do that. Do not let people pull you down because you talk in faith. Talk faith even the more louder. One last thing I would like to say to you all too. The giant in front of you is never bigger than the God on the inside of you. Let me say that again. The giant in front of you, or that mountain, or that problem, is never bigger than the God who is inside you. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed this part. The next part coming up will be part four from the eight-part series, and the topic will be David stands before Saul. Thank you and God bless.